Well, good morning, everyone. This is Portia Hudat Chandler out of Houston, Texas, and it is a super fantastic day. Beautiful, 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 and I am so grateful to be in the land of the living. Want to talk to you this morning really quickly about understanding and defining when and who is the problem in your life. I talk about Jonah a lot because I'm always like, some of us need to throw some Jonahs off our boat, but I wanted to focus this morning on the problem itself and understanding when you are the problem, you know, and when you're not the problem, and how to rightfully be able to discern the difference between the two. Because I have found that there are many times that, you know, you have one extreme of people. On one hand, they're never the problem. It's never their fault. It's never their issue. It's always your fault. And so when you're dealing with someone like that, it becomes intensely difficult to know exactly what your stand should be, especially when so much hurt and pain has happened and transpired between the two people. So you have to kind of make a decision based off the idea that at one point you may have been the problem, but at this point you no longer are the problem. And so now it's time to throw that Jonah off the boat. And that Jonah could just be guilt. It could be holding on to something. It could be wanting closure where someone is not allowing you to have that closure. And so it's paralyzing you. It's keeping you from moving on and moving forward in your life, because at one point, maybe you did something to hurt someone. Maybe you did something that just wasn't right, but you've tried to make it right. You've apologized. You've talked about it. You've communicated and you've expressed how you felt. Maybe you didn't come to a mutual agreement about it, but it's out there on the table. Okay. So, you know, at some point in your life, you have to decide that there are, you know, this is what I try to consider a guideline. It's not a rule, it's a guideline. That if you've expressed yourself, you know, humbly and respectfully, and you've apologized for any intent, motive, or anything that that other party has felt because of your actions, and then after that, you've moved forward, meaning moving forward means you've gone on with your life. Hopefully they've gone on with theirs, and you've decided not to take bitterness and grudges and backbiting and bashing with you, then you're not the problem. Okay? You have ceased to become the problem. And then it's time for you to throw those Jonahs off your boat. And when I say throw Jonahs off your boat, I physically, literally, figuratively, I actually mean it. Because sometimes you have to cut some relationships off. Sometimes you got to stop having conversations. Sometimes you got to turn the TV off. I mean, throwing Jonahs off your boat can be certain television shows, certain music you allow to go into your subconsciousness and kind of guide how you think, feel, or react to a certain situation. And so when you throw Jonahs off your boat, you realize that you're not what's causing this havoc in your life. But at the same time, you have to take action. Okay, taking action says, I am not the cause of the hell or the circumstances that I'm experiencing at the moment, but the problem is around me. The problem is my environment. It's what I'm listening to. It's who I'm talking to. It's who I'm fellowshipping with. It you know, it's where I'm going. It's the places I hang out. It's the things that I'm doing. I need to make sure that I break connections. You know, they always say you're wrong place, wrong time. Sometimes I think you can be at the right place with the wrong people, and unfortunately you go down because they go down. Every now and then you have to check yourself and you say, oh, you know what? I'm on the A track. I'm on the right track. I'm in the right direction. But if it doesn't seem like I'm getting or making as much progress as I need to be, then now I need to check my environment. Who am I connected to? Who am I talking to? Who's around me? Where's my influence? What's happening? What's going on? Because if it's not about me, it's definitely about you. This is Portia.